I'm sorry, Janine. I'll do it properly. After all, I've put up with your bullying for so many years now.
Ничего не пишите.
Пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Ничего не печатайте.
I wouldn't know how to cope without you.
Ewan, the question...
Okay. The fault is probably with the controller unit.
Probably is sloppy.
Probability of controller unit fault, 80%. All right.
Go on.
Remove the controller board, test IC258 for correct logic activity on line 10. If IC258 is within spec, repeat test on IC389.
Very good. Word for word. And if IC258 and IC389 are working...
Then it's a 90% probability that the fault is an intermittent failure of the GOD power...
An interruption of the GOD power.
What's the difference?
The difference is between your wording and the wording in the answer. A difference that could cost you several points. You've been warned before about using that word. GOD power never fails, it is interrupted. Carry on.
And if it's not a GOD power interruption, then a faulty slave motor or motors is 100% probability. Replace all slave motors in that section, test in accordance with Public Safety Specification PSS/104A, and return motors to the nearest maintenance depot for recycling or repair.
Tools required?
I'd go for Toolkit 108.
Not bad.
What do you mean, not bad? That was perfect.
It would be perfect, only if you used the right wording and didn't try to be clever all the time.
I don't have to try to be clever, and your constant bullying undermines my self-confidence.
All right. Well, now you test me. Ewan, you test me.
What's beyond the domes?
Rock, of course. We learnt that in year two.
And beyond the rock?
Rock is infinite. It goes on forever. What are you on about? Ask me a proper question.
We ought to explore the rock.
Why? To make more domes?
Or metro tunnels?
There's nowhere else to go. And why would the Guardian of Destiny authorise such waste? Imagine the cost in materials to build boring machines and the energy they'd use. The population's stable, we recycle all materials. We don't need new transport tunnels, and we certainly don't need new domes.
I had a dream about a new dome.
You what?
I'm lying under a vast blue dome. And there's warmth, but a lot more warmth than we get from the Zargon lights. And I'm lying by a recreation reservoir, a huge one with lots of water. There are children playing and my hair's blowing about.
Some technician you're gonna be. You dream about a dome which is the wrong colour and it has something wrong with its air conditioning.
But in my dream it all seemed so right. All of it. I wish you could see it too.
Well, I don't. It sounds horrid. Sort of place birds and flies might live. Oh, I don't want to hear any more about it. Could we get on with this revision?
I'm going to see Father Dadley.
But now? Well, what am I supposed to do? There are exams coming up, in case you'd forgotten.
Well, you can manage to open a textbook on your own, can't you? I have to ask someone about this. Someone who'll understand.
Come in.
Father, I hope I'm not interrupting.
Oh, not at all, you and my boy. Come in. Sit down. So, how are you? End of year exams coming up, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, I'm quite certain you've got nothing to worry about. You're doing excellently in all your studies. Only another year and you'll be a fully qualified technician.
Oh, it's not the exams.
Well, what is it, Ewan? You know you can tell me.
Father, do you really believe that rock is infinite?
The word of the GOD tells us it is so.
But supposing the rock around us eventually comes to an end?
Do I smell blasphemy? So, the rock comes to an end. To be replaced by what, Ewan?
I don't know, Father. More domes?
But domes are finite in size. The rock must eventually resume.
But there was a dome in my dream. It wasn't finite. It seemed vast. Infinite.
Dream? You have dreams? Tell me.
There's a vast dome. So vast that you can't see its surface.
The colour of this dome is wrong. Yes?
Yes. It's...
Blue. It's blue. Am I right?
How do you know?
There have been others, Ewan. Long before your time. Gifted students like you. They used to have similar dreams. A vast blue dome.
Others? Others with the same dream? Who? Tell me, please.
So long ago.
You must remember someone. Please, Father.
Simo. Simo Bilan.
Where is he now? Please, Father, I have to know.
Simo vanished. They all vanished.
How? The Diablons?
No. This has nothing to do with the war. I think it's time, Ewan. I have something very important for you. This is a radio capsule.
I don't understand.
If you're ever in serious trouble, big trouble, press this button and someone will hear.
What sort of trouble?
I'm sorry, but I can't explain.
Father?
I'm sorry, Ewan. I really can't tell you any more. Trust me. Keep it with you at all times. And keep it hidden. You must promise me that you'll never tell anyone about it. If anyone ever finds it and wants to know what it is, you must say that you just found it. Do you promise me?
Yes. Yes, of course, Father. I promise.
Thank you.
But if I were to use it, who would hear me?
Someone I can trust. That's all you need to know. And don't worry about your dream. Everything will be all right, Ewan.
Ewan.
The blue dome. My beautiful blue dome. It's real.
Ewan. Ewan.
Shh. Ewan. Ewan, wake up.
Janine, what is it? It's the middle of the night.
I know. You were calling out in your sleep. You woke me up.
Sorry.
I should hope so too. Now go back to sleep and no more dreams. I don't want to get out of my bed again till morning.
But the dome is real. I know it is. It must be. Other people have seen it too.
Ewan, shh. You'll wake Deg up too.
If only you could see it. If only everyone could see it. Yes, that's it. Everyone will see.
Ewan, go to sleep.
I don't think so. This will be a morning to remember. Janine, wake up.
Oh, Ewan. Didn't you disturb me enough for one night? It's only just dawn.
It certainly is. Come and see.
It's all blue.
Yes. Isn't it beautiful?
This is your doing.
What makes you think that?
It's a stupid, irresponsible stunt. How did you do it?
Phosgene gas in the Zargon lights. Hey, there's Chief Technician Tarrant.
What's happening?
Deg, come and see. Our beloved Chief Technician is having 7 fits out there.
What in the name of G.O.D. is going on? Ah, from that, do I take it that this revolting display of unnatural colour is down to you, Mr. Solent?
Now, would I do a thing like that, Deg?
Look, they're trying to break into the control room.
Why don't they just open the door?
It would seem that whoever vandalised the Zargon lights also sealed the control room door somehow.
So it would seem.
Oh, that's a bit embarrassing, don't you think? Well, those homilies from our worthy faculty head about the need for constant maintenance, and this happens right on his patch. We'll have the place full of birds next.
Ooh, they must have switched the lights off.
Nighttime already. Oh, a short but happy day. Am I right in thinking that the GOD power to Zargon tubes the size of those should be reduced gradually and not just turned off?
You're right.
They're even bluer than before.
Am I also right in thinking that the GOD power should be restored gradually for the same reason?
You're absolutely right, Deg. Oh, there goes the first one.
It's all going to end in tears.
9. That's it.
Well, at least we don't have to look at that ghastly light anymore. Made me feel quite sick.
Oh, you won't be wanting your breakfast then.
Breakfast? Well, there's an idea. 2 dawns. They might give out double rations. I'm going to go and check the meal dispenser.
Deg Kalen, you'll put on weight. Why, Ewan? Why did you do such a crazy thing?
I just wanted you to see what the blue dome looks like.
But when they find out it was you...
Well, let's hope they don't. Why should they?
Oh, Chief Technician Tarrant won't rest till he finds out who did it. You know him. There'll be an investigation.
That reminds me. I have to go to the archives. There's something I need to investigate.
What?
I'll tell you about it later. Don't worry.
Archive activated. State authorization.
Solent. Ewan. Technician student 2576.
Access granted. Input query.
SIMOBELAN.
Processing data. Please wait. Secure data. Access denied.
Oh, really? We'll see about that.
Alert, alert. Secure data accessed.
What? Computer authorization, Inman Kaudo, First Secretary. Show me the data that is being accessed.
File 738A. File 9485G. File 734B.
Simo Beelan, I see. And who is accessing these files?
Access codes, Solent Ewan, technician student 2576.
Really? So Ewan has found out about Simo Beelan. That could complicate matters. So now what will he do?
Mr. Beelan?
Yes. Oh, I am so sorry. I had no idea a technician was due to call. I'll go out immediately.
It's all right. I'm only a technician student. My name's Ewan Solent. Can I come in?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Mr. Beelan, I need your help. Do you remember Father Dadley?
Oh, yes, of course. He was very kind to Simo.
Your son?
Yes.
Father Dadley told me about him, and I've checked his records. Simo disappeared, didn't he? Have you ever heard from him?
Why are you asking me all of these questions? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you're here.
I believe I have something in common with your son.
Like what? It was 15 years ago when he disappeared.
When he was 20. I'm 20. And we were both sent to the centre early.
But I didn't...
But not just that. I think there are other similarities.
You people could never take Simo seriously. He was always playing jokes, acting the clown. Oh, but underneath he was a dreamer.
So am I. I have dreams about being in a vast dome, so big that you can't see the edges.
Is this some kind of trick? Because it is,
No, no, it isn't. The dome, it was blue. I thought I was going mad. No one else has dreams, I thought. But Father Dadley told me that Simo did.
Yes, 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 that was Simo's dream.
I'm sorry to stir old memories, but I really need to know.
It wasn't just a dream with him. It was an obsession. The last time I visited him at the centre, he told me he was convinced that the Blue Dome really did exist and that he was going to find it.
To find it? Where did he think it was? I've checked all the maps of Aramir and I haven't a clue.
If I told you, you'd think he was insane. I owe his memory more than that.
Mr. Beelan, I promise you, I won't think that. I know I've never met Simo, but I feel I have a connection to him. Please tell me.
Do you believe in the outdoors?
Well... I suppose not. I mean, as a future technician, I should, but I don't think any of us do. It's just a myth dreamed up to frighten children into being good.
Plus, Simo believed in it. He thought that the Blue Dome was the outdoors, that they were one and the same. He said that if flies and birds could find a way in, then he could find a way out.
But didn't...
Who's that? Who have you brought here?
No one. It's all right. I'll get it for you. Hello?
Technician student Ewan Solent.
Yes. How did you know I was...
You are under arrest.
On what charge?
Desecration and sabotage for a start. No, we don't want to make a noise about this, do we?
Ewan?
It's all right, Mr. Beelan. Thank you for your help. All right, I'm coming quietly.
Solent, you've got visitors.
Mother, I wasn't expecting to see you.
Oh, my little boy.
Hello, Ewan.
Tarlin. I certainly wasn't expecting to see you.
Is it bad in here?
Not too bad. I'm not locked in. I can wander about as I please.
Then how do they keep you in here?
See this thing on my ankle? If I venture beyond the perimeter path, it blows my foot off. If I try to tamper with it, it blows my foot off. If I throw a tantrum or get violent, it blows my foot off.
Brilliant!
Of course, it could be a bluff, but I'm not going to risk calling it anyway. How are you, Mother?
Oh, I'm fine. And Tarlin starts his military service next week.
Oh, I'm sure you'll enjoy that, Tarlin. Lots of things to shoot at.
Well, at least I'm doing something useful for Arima. Protecting the citizens from the Diablons while you technicians sit around waving screwdrivers and claim to be worshipping the G.O.D.
Tarlin!
Don't worry about it, Mother. Why did you bother coming, Tarlin?
Mother said I had to come and say goodbye. After all, I am your brother.
But you're not off until next week, are you? I'll be out of here by then. What?
Ewan... Your arrest was on the news last night.
Really? I'm that important? You probably know more about what's going on than I do, then.
They're convening an imperial court.
But there hasn't been an imperial court for nearly 100 years. All I did was...
You desecrated and sabotaged center equipment. You launched a direct attack on the G.O.D. That's what they're saying.
What else, Mother?
There's nothing else.
What else?
There was an interview with the head of the faculty.
Domaster Tarrant?
Yes, that was his name.
Well, what about him?
He said... Oh, Ewan!
He said that he would be pressing the prosecution to demand the maximum penalty on the desecration charge. They want to hang you. That's why we've come to say goodbye.
If you're ever in serious trouble, big trouble, press this button and someone will hear.
Well, if this isn't serious trouble, here goes. Hello? Hello? Nothing. Pointless.
Hello, Ewan.
Hello?
Let matters take their course. We're aware of your situation. Let matters take their course.
Let matters take their course? Is that it? I suppose it was too much to hope that it would put an end to all my troubles.
Ewan!
Deg?
Your troubles are over, old man. You asked for a defending counsel and I'm it. Saw him a bit late, spent the night going through depositions and, what do you call them, statements and things. Anyway, you're in a bit of a mess, old chap, but I expect you've already worked that out.
You're my defence counsel?
Indeed I am.
But you're not a lawyer.
The Kalins are an old and distinguished family of lawyers, you know that.
But you're a technician student, and not a very good one.
You have a right to be defended by your peers.
I thought it was a right to be tried by one's peers.
You could be right. I'm a bit rusty on the old legal mumbo-jumbo.
A bit rusty? Mumbo-jumbo?
Don't worry, I expect to have some sort of trained lawyer when it comes to the trial proper. This is just an initial hearing to determine what charges there are to answer.
What's going to happen to me?
Well, see, there's a rather long list of charges. Desecration is the worst one. An automatic hanging offence, I think. But I'll check up if you think it's important.
Yes, just a bit.
Well, I'm hoping that an impassioned plea in mitigation might result in a verbal reprimand.
Is that likely?
Oh, we live in hope.
I don't believe this is happening.
Hey, chin up, old man.
You know how Tarrant hates students, and he seems to hate me more than most, and with another student defending
me. Don't look so downhearted, especially when we go into court. You see, you're on show. The public like a man to look confident in his innocence.
They let the public into court?
Of course. Thank goodness.
Well, just please don't let Janine come. I don't want her to see this.
Sure thing, old man. Well, I'll see you in court.
Deg, hang on a minute. Shouldn't we plan our defence?
No, I don't think there's any need for that. Law's in my blood, you know. The law's in my blood. So on.
Deg! Oh, help.
Court will come to order.
This is utterly ridiculous.
Chief Technician Tarrant, this is a court of law. In order to fully ascertain what charges are to be answered, the court must have a full account of the circumstances which led to the arrest of the defendant, Ewan Surratt. Would you therefore please answer the questions which the defense counsel puts to you? Technician student Kalin, would you repeat the question, please?
Certainly, Your Honor. The Zargon lights, Chief Technician Tarrant. I am asking you if you didn't bother to read the instructions on the control panel, even though they're printed on a sign in bold red lettering.
My immediate concern was to do something about the damned lights.
But neither you nor your colleagues bothered to read the instructions before playing around with the main switch.
Technician student Kalin, the court does not like the phrase playing around.
Your Honor, so you didn't read the warning sign before messing about with the main switch?
No.
I'll read it then. I have a copy. Warning! This was in extremely large print at the top of the sign. Operating the main switch with full GOD power connected to the Zargon lights will result in catastrophic failure of the tubes. Manual regulators must be used. Catastrophic failure. We've already heard that the introduction of phosgene gas would not have harmed the lights, and that its effect would have decayed by noon had the lights been left alone. Therefore, the damage was due to your negligence, and not the actions of my client. Your Honour, I request that the charge of sabotage be dismissed.
That's absurd.
Please control yourself, Chief Technician Tarrant. The panel will consider this proposal.
I don't think we're doing too badly so far, do you, old thing?
Deg, this is incredible. Just look at Tarrant's face. And do you see that guy in the front row? That's my brother. He's none too happy about it either. Thought he'd be getting a ringside seat at my execution, no doubt.
Which guy?
The redhead, next to the old man who keeps muttering to himself.
And you say he doesn't like you?
He hates me. Always has done. We're not exactly alike.
Oh, help.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Oh, mustache, it looks like the panel's coming back. Chin up.
Mr. Kalin, the panel agrees that the sabotage indictment can be dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honour.
However, we must now consider the charge of theft, namely theft of phosgene gas from the laboratory complex.
Which Solent cannot deny. as his fingerprints were found at the complex, a place where he had no reason to be.
Yes, thank you, Chief Technician Tarrant. My client does not deny his presence at the laboratory complex, a place which he is, as a technician student, perfectly entitled to visit, nor does he deny removing some phosgene gas from the laboratory. However, he did not steal it, merely transferred it from one centre application to another.
He had no right to do so.
Again, I defer to the chief technician. We accept that my client's use of the gas was unauthorised. That is, however, a separate charge, to which he intends to plead guilty.
Well, the bench accepts your argument.
Thank you, Your Honour.
The next charge on this formidable list is that of forcible entry.
Ah, yes. Your Honour, I would like to put it to the court that there is actually no evidence whatsoever of forcible entry by my client, and there is therefore no charge to answer. What signs of forcible entry there are were caused by Dom Astor Tarrant and his colleagues. Over 100 students witnessed Dom Astor Tarrant using a laser cutter on the door.
But that's because Solent used adhesive around the door to prevent it being opened.
Ah, but that's forcible exit, and that's not the charge.
And the court agrees the charge of forcible entry can be dropped. However, this still leaves the major charge to be heard, that of desecration. I need not remind the court how serious a matter this is.
But of course, Your Honour, desecration is a terrible and unpardonable crime. However, what is desecration? The law is clear, and I quote, "Desecration is the willful destruction or defacing, either temporarily or permanently, of any article, work, or thing that commemorates or celebrates or depicts or represents the works and word of the Guardian of Destiny, or uses the works of the GOD to perform its function." Well, there's no doubt that the Zargon gas tubes are powered by the GOD force, but the court has already decided that the destruction of the Zargon tubes was due to the negligence of Chief Technician Dom Astor Tarrant, and not as a result of my client's action.
It was defacing! He turned the lights blue. Everything in the campus was turned a disgusting bright blue. What's that if it's not defacing?
Yeah!
Order! I will have order in this court. Technician student Kalen, as you rightly point out, based on our previous ruling, the charge of destruction can be set aside. But the question of defacement must go forward. Please continue.
Will you shut up?
Silence in court!
Look, this old guy keeps talking to himself. It's him you should be telling.
I will not be spoken to in that way. Silence in court! Now, Mr. Kalen, please continue.
Defacement is a very serious charge indeed, it is inconceivable that...
He's doing it again! Shut up, you stupid old...
Silence! Please remove that gentleman from the court.
Oh, no.
Look, just get off me. That's my brother up there. I've a right to see what's going on. Look, just get away from me, okay? Get off me. Let go of my arm. No, I'm not going anywhere.
May I continue? Thank you. Your Honour, let us consider what my client did to turn the campus lights from white to blue. He mixed a tiny amount of phosgene gas with the Zargon gas. How did he know what the effect would be? His education, of course. The wonderful word of the GOD that has been passed down to him in this very centre by his tutors. Would you circulate document 6B, please? Now that is Revelation 604, revealed to us by the Guardian of Destiny over 200 years ago. It describes in great detail the interactions of many gases, including Zargon gas and phosgene gas. Paragraph 14A details the percentages of Zargon gas and phosgene gas that are required to achieve blue light in varying degrees. These holy formulae are used to this day in industrial applications where intense blue light is required. Therefore, there is no doubt that such light, which the chief technician referred to as disgusting, is the work of the GOD. So the phenomenon my client employed was not the callous wielding of an axe or the mindless splashing of a paintbrush, deeds which the law rightly condemns. He used the words of the Guardian of Destiny to achieve the effect. Like many of you here today, I witnessed the event of that remarkable dawn. And as that wonderful blue light filled the air with its beauty and awesome majesty, I recall thinking to myself that here was the true glory of the Guardian of Destiny being revealed to us all. A stunning reminder of the omnipotent powers that have been entrusted to us and which we so often take for granted. On that morning, members of the bench, my faith in the GOD underwent a profound reaffirmation that will accompany me to my grave. And then, As we reveled in the glory of that wondrous light, there came a sudden and unspeakable darkness brought about by the mindless tampering of the chief technician. It was utter darkness. The darkness of the profane forces of Diablo. The darkness that shrouds the spirits of those who reject the Guardian of Destiny. The darkness of despair and the outdoors. That darkness, members of the bench, was the only desecration perpetrated that morning, and it was brought about not by my client, but by the ill-considered actions of Chief Technician Dom Aster Tarrant. Thank you.
Thank you, Technician Student Kalen. We will consider your case.
This is the big one, old boy.
I can't believe this. And you, wonderful blue light. You said it made you feel sick.
How odd for me to forget.
You're amazing, Deg.
It seems you have taken far too many years to come to that conclusion, but you got there in the end, which nonetheless I appreciate. Anyway, I think we're almost home and dry.
And Tarlan's going to miss it. Won't he be disappointed? One of the best moments in my life, seeing his smirk being thrown out of the court.
Mine too, old boy, mine too. Thought we'd had it there for a moment.
What do you mean?
Looks like they're coming back. That was quick. I'll explain it all later.
We have decided that the very serious charge of desecration cannot stand.
This is outrageous! A travesty of justice, a mockery of the judiciary! It's unbelievable! How can you possibly...
First Secretary, Your Excellency, I failed to notice you arrive.
Show me the charge sheet.
Yes, of course, Your Excellency. This is the revised charge sheet.
If I am reading this correctly, Mr. Chairman, it would seem that no less than an imperial court has been convened to consider the misuse of 10 decras worth of gas. Do you not feel that a faculty disciplinary council would be a more appropriate body to deal with such a matter, preferably a junior council?
There were other serious charges that have been dropped, Your Excellency. I shall, of course, refer the remaining charge to the junior disciplinary council.
We might as well dispose of it. We're all here. What is the plea being offered in answer to this most hideous misdemeanor?
My client has offered a plea of guilty, Your Excellency. No defence is being offered and no plea of mitigation is being put forward. It only remains for the court to pass sentence.
Then we shall do so. Ewan Solent, you will please stand.
Yes, Your Honour.
It has been decided to sentence you to 5 days community service and that you should lose
10 years... Days. I have the power to double any punishment. The accused will serve 10 days community service. The sentence to be fulfilled after he has sat his end-of-year exams. You may now dismiss the court.
Court dismissed.
Deg, here you are at last. What happened to you?
Oh, sorry. Had to drive someone home.
Janine's raided every vending machine on the campus. Janine, a drink for my most magnificent defender, if you please.
Oh, Deg! Ewan's told me all about it.
I don't know how to thank you.
Well, if someone had saved my neck, I'm certain I'd be able to think of something. Wouldn't you, Janine?
Oh, you shouldn't expect gratitude from him, Deg.
I'll tell you who I don't feel any gratitude towards. The First Secretary. Doubling my sentence like that.
I still can't believe Caldo Inman turned up in person. You actually saw him.
Be grateful, Inman did jump in like that. I had a word with the chairman afterwards. Don't you remember how Inman interrupted the chairman in mid-sentence? In addition to their 5 days, you were going to be put back 2 years, but Inman beat them to it. By jumping the gun like that, he didn't double your sentence. He effectively slashed it to nothing.
Well, not quite nothing. I still got to see what community service the court dreamed up for me.
Ah, yes. I'm afraid our erstwhile chief technician has submitted a whole host of ideas to the court, and I expect they'll listen to him to make up for him losing so much face. They say he's suggesting you get sent to the front line.
Well, I dare say I'll survive 10 days of whatever they throw at me. Better than I'd survive being hanged. Anyway, I really am most grateful to you, Deg. You have unsuspected talents.
Well, you should be grateful to my old uncle, Trevon. Retired, but still a brilliant lawyer.
Who?
I thought your brother had done for us, I really did. Thank goodness he's not too bright. He worked out what was going on.
What was going on?
That old man your brother told to shut up?
Yes.
That was Uncle Trevon. I thought the chairman was going to throw him out.
Deg?
Radio transceiver, my dear.
Hopeless range, but at least that reduces the risk of them being detected by scanners.
Oh, fantastic. So not only do I get off, but all of Arima thinks that the chief technician has been outwitted by a student.
Was that a proper thing to do?
Well, no. She's disappointed that I haven't got a noose around my neck.
Oh, don't be silly, Ewan.
Oh, come on, Janine. We're celebrating. I'm free.
Apart from your exams and the 10 days community service and then our final year...
Tomorrow, I have community service. Tonight, we party. Janine, it's me. Listen, I don't have long. I'm calling from the barracks.
Ewan, I didn't expect to hear from you while you were out there. How's the community service going?
Oh, it's not so bad. I'm always back in base before the day's war starts, so it's not dangerous. I've never even seen a glimpse of a Diablon.
Is it true that their stares can drive a man mad even after they're dead?
I just told you, I've never seen one. Anyway, that's an old wives' tale. And there are never any dead anyway.
What do you mean? Of course there are dead. We get the war reports every day.
I mean there are never any bodies. They booby-trap them or collect them. So that we can't examine them.
You are being careful, aren't you?
I told you, I don't go out there. They've had me fixing things, which is pretty easy. Weapons and the like. And I'm on guard duty tonight.
Guard duty?
Just for my last night. And it's all right, I requested it. It's not dangerous. The Diablons never attack at night. I'd love to listen to you worrying about me all day, Janine, but I called because I need a favour.
No, I might have known. And who said I was worried?
It's only a small favour. I need the complete maps of Arima that are on my main data pad. Could you transfer them over this line to my pocket pad?
What do you want them for?
Janine, please, there are other people waiting to use the communicator.
Very well, but I expect a full explanation when you get back.
Yes, fine. I'll see you tomorrow.
Data pad activated. Recording.
If the Diablon guards are as lax as the Ahriman ones, I should have no problems getting over their lines. Then maybe I'll find some answers there. Like, why the Diablons don't want us to see their dead? And why we never find their wounded? Do they take them all back to Diablo? But where is Diablo? I've looked on all the maps. Just Arima and Rock. There's nowhere it could be. Diablo is the enemy of the G.O.D. The people of Diablo rejected the word of the Guardian of Destiny. We're told the outdoors is a mythical place full of evil things. The Diablons are evil things, so maybe it's not mythical, and the Diablons come from outdoors. If I can just get into their camp, maybe I can find some clues.
Recording ends.
Can't be much further now. I am not scared. I am not. They can't hurt me. They can't turn me mad. If I don't look at them, and I have a gun, there's bound to be a sentry. But they won't be expecting anyone. No one ever leaves the camps at night. Now, wire cutters. I lie right down.
Oh. Hello, Ewan.
Shut up! I didn't mean to activate you.
Danger, Ewan. There is danger.
Well, there is now. Be quiet. I laid on the button by mistake, okay?
Danger!
Who's there? Identify yourself or I shoot.
Oh, no!
Identify yourself. Give the password.
Gotta get out of here. Where's the gap?
I'm going to count to three, scum. One, two...
No! 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 What have I done?
What was that?
No closer, please. No closer.
Do you reckon it was Diablons?
After hours, don't be stupid. The Diablons know this score. Some guard shooting at his own shadow, more like.
Oh, yeah, found it. Ah, looks like he shot himself.
Idiot. Still, what'd you expect after 1 week's basic training, eh? Clowns like this. No wonder we got a Diablon scum jumping all over us. Okay, leave him.
Oh, shouldn't we carry him back to camp?
No, he's far too gone. He'll be dead by morning. Save your energy for killing Diablon, eh?
But you are Diablons. Hold on, I'm coming.
Is it true that their stares can drive a man mad even after they're dead?
Looks like I'm about to find out. Tarlin! No! You're supposed to be on our side!
Ewan. It was you. You're working with the Diablons.
No! I thought you were one of them. Oh, Tarlin, I'm so sorry.
It's cold, Ewan. So cold.
Let me look at your wound. I might be able to help. I'm a technician.
Don't I know it? Clever Ewan thinks he's better than me because he was chosen to worship the G.O.D.
No, that's not true.
Well, at least I died in the service of Arima. I didn't go over to the Dark Forces like... Clever Ewan.
I swear by the Guardian of Destiny that I'm not working with the Diablons, Tarlan. Let me help you.
It's cold, Ewan. So, so cold.
Tarlan, I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm sorry. No!
Alert, alert. Keyword alert. Begin awakening procedures. Temperature rising. Heart rate increasing. Mind orb activated. Awakening procedure complete.
Computer? Why have I been awoken? Well, it's less than a month since I was last awoken.
State authorization.
Oh, for goodness sake. Inman Kaudo, First Secretary.
Reason for awakening procedure activation. Keyword alert.
What keyword?
Keyword solent.
What report?
Daily war, G79682. Casualty list.
That's not possible. Ewan Solent is dead?
Incorrect.
What?
Report features Solent, Tarlan.
Oh, the brother. All right, give me the report anyway.
Solent, Tarlan, deceased. Reported killed outside war hours.
Really? How long ago did this occur?
12 hours.
When did Ewan Solent finish his army service?
Accessing data. Solent, Ewan. Army service completed 3 hours ago.
Which battle zone was he stationed in?
Battle zone S.
And in which zone was his brother?
Battle zone T.
Rather a coincidence.
Chances of coincidence calculated at...
Spare me the figures. I want all reports on Ewan Solent from the last month. Now. And we call this thing the Guardian of Destiny. You didn't see that one coming. Did you, G.O.D.?
Negative.
Ewan, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Well, tell me all about it. What were the soldiers like? How was your guard duty? Did you see a Diablon?
There aren't any Diablons.
What?
Nothing makes sense anymore. Janine?
Yes?
Hold me. Please, I need someone.
Okay. There.
Thank you.
Now, are you going to tell me about it?
Diablo doesn't exist.
Of course it does. We've been at war with it for forever.
Then where is it? Nowhere. That's where. I went to their camp. I killed a Diablon.
Then...
But it wasn't a Diablon. It was my brother. I thought I must have gone to the wrong camp, but I checked when I got back, and no, they were supposed to be the enemy.
I don't understand.
I killed my own brother. My unpleasant, sadistic brother. The sort of person they conscript to the army. A misfit that they don't want in society. But he thought he was fighting the Diablons. Don't you get it? They've invented Diablo, the enemy of the G.O.D., so that they can send away all the violent elements, the potential criminals, anyone they don't want. They tell them they're fighting the forces of evil and let them get on with it. And if the G.O.D.'s greatest enemy doesn't exist...
Don't say it.
Perhaps the G.O.D. exists, but I don't believe it's divine. Everything we've been told is true is false, Janine. So I'm wondering, what about the things we were told are false? Like the outdoors... I believe it exists.
No, this is just... You're just upset.
I didn't love my brother. You know that. But he didn't deserve to die like that, for a lie. I have to find out the truth so I can live with myself. I have to find the Blue Dome.
But it's just a dream.
No, it isn't. I think it's something much more than that. It's the stirring of a race memory of something we've turned our back on. And I'm going to find out what it is.
Earth Search Mind Warp Part 1 was written by James Follett, adapted by Jacqueline Rayner, and directed by Jason Haig Ellery. It starred Leon Paris as Ewan Solent and India Fisher as Janine Anders, with Colin Baker as Kaudo Inman and Nicholas Courtney as Father Dadley. It featured Michelle Livingston as Callie Solent, Andy Coleman as Dom Astor Tarrant, Sarah Wakefield as the newscaster, Julian Richards as Young Tarlan, Neil Henry as Deg Kalin, Romy Tennant as the computer, Stephen Wickham as the chairman of the court, Mark Wright as Tarlan, Neil Roberts as Simo Bellin, and Alistair Locke as the Diablon Guard. Earth Search Mind Warp was produced by Jason Haig Ellery for Big Finish Productions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thanks Bonifly voor het laatste uurtje. Je hebt net kunnen luisteren naar Dimelo FM. Voor het komende uur zijn wij hier met Courage, Courage FM. Vorige episode hebben we het gehad over Caribische muziek en cultuur. We hebben een dag behandeld op Curaçao en de muziek geluisterd die je in zo'n dag kan horen. Deze week zitten we hier met de andere helft van Courage. Vorige week waren we met Jack.
What's up, ik ben er vandaag ook.
Yes.
Achter de knoppen.
Ja, dus vorige week was het Jack, Lennart en Karel. Vandaag... vandaag zijn we hier met de andere helft van Courage. Ik ben Pablo en ik zit hier met Dani en Malik ook. Dani en Malik, say hi.
Yo, yo.
Wagwan.
Yes. En dus deze week willen we eigenlijk kijken naar het moment dat we dat de boys van Curaçao naar Nederland gingen verhuizen. En wat dat zich met zich meebracht muzikaal. Zullen we misschien eerst even teruggaan naar het moment net voordat jullie gingen verhuizen? Hoe voelden jullie op dat moment?
Ja man, ik kan me die periode echt best wel goed herinneren. Het was net zomervakantie, ik was net klaar met de middelbare school. Ik had ook net mijn rijbewijs gehaald. Dus ik kon eindelijk een beetje solo bewegen op het eiland. En ja, hierdoor was ik vooral dagelijks aan het chillen, partyen. Vooral met mijn homie Karel ook. Ja man, en hoe ik me toen de tijd voelde, eigenlijk zorgeloos, vrij en best wel hyped om naar Nederland te, verhuizen.
Ja man, ik ken die gevoel zeker. Die laatste half jaar Curaçao voel je echt vrij. Auto is echt super belangrijk. En voor sommige mensen is het zelfs belangrijker dan je middelbare schooldiploma halen. En daar spendeer je ook gewoon heel veel tijd in de auto. Luister naar muziek. Of via de radio of je telefoon waar je bij je eigen poppels plaatst.
Right. En wat voor muziek luister je dan in de radio?
Toen een tijd eigenlijk gewoon wat echt lekker klonk. Gewoon. Heel veel hip-hop, reggaeton, maar ook gewoon heel veel Antilliaanse rap.
Ja man, ik luister ook vooral hip-hop. Heel veel Amerikaanse hip-hop, maar ook Nederlandse. Ik werd op Cura vooral blootgesteld aan Amerikaanse cultuur door naar de radio te luisteren. Maar ook door shit als MTV checken. Daar kwam heel veel Amerikaanse hip-hop op. En ik zag dit ook eigenlijk best wel echt terug in de lokale hip-hop scene op Curaçao. Maar ook gewoon op de streets. Dus Amerikaanse hip-hop had echt een sterke invloed op Curaçao. En dat kwam omdat de media vooral Amerikaans gecentreerd was. Later, naar mijn gevoel, toen social media een opkomst had, maar ook Nederlandse hip-hop een beetje groeide, toen zag ik dat dat ook wat meer aanwezigheid had op Curaçao. Maar laten we zeggen, vroeger was het echt veel Amerikaanse hip-hop.
Oké, okay, nice. Zullen we gewoon doen alsof we in jullie auto zitten in die tijd en naar wat van die nummers luisteren?
Ja man, let's go.
Let's go.
Beginnende met Mostaman, Wega Limpi, Wega Nice.
Money.
baba, aka your mommy domina. We a sad nigga, all the liars. All the money, the money.
I can see that bullshit from a mile away, see it. You can step my mother about a mile away, stack it. I got three white bitches like it's powder day. White. Mink coat with them rolls like a Sharpay. And all of my bitches says they call them Barbies. She looking back like I'm flexing, baby, no way. And lately I've been on
we
that
got
juice
on the train.
Me a chick, I got a chick. Yeah, I done got me a chick, I got a chick. Yeah, I done got me a chick, I got a chick. Yeah, I done got me a chick, I got a chick.
Yeah.
I'ma flip me some racks. I talk like I want it, she don't say nothing back. If cops pull up, I put that crack in my crack. Or I put that brack in my brack. Caught Lil Shorty, made a fuck on my Brody. If you don't owe me, bitch, still act like you owe me. I promise I won't ever quit, bitch, I'm Kobe. And I will that white, you can snow me.
Snow that young thugger, I will be that bitch that you know me, young thugger. Yeah, she shining like butter. The bitch from Chicago, I call her young cutler. Leave it to people, I pull up in Bentley with London, they all wanna meet me. Yeah, they all wanna greet on, they put out their pants and they all wanna eat on. No, they won't tease on that dick, they won't read on that dick, they won't leash on that dick. Don't Felicia that dick, mama see to that dick, they won't snitch on that dick. And she screaming loud, she can't secret that dick. Mama a beast on that dick, if she bad, I'ma go in four season that bitch.
What?
Eat that little bitch, I'ma feast that little bitch.
Me a chick, I got a chick. Yeah, I done got me a chick, I got a chick. Yeah, I done got me a chick, I got a chick. Yeah, I done got me a chick, I got a chick.
Yeah. Money on my mind, I got money on my brain. Money in my pants, I got money, I got change. 20, 50, 100, 500, 100, 100,
Tipo che ogni lontana mi obbono trumi, mi brother. Balanza di inghetto, cammina di impunci con gli occhi. Tieni a tutto il dia, per quello che osso. Ma 5 florino da dodi e fare la double. Tutto il dia del tempo so ami che subi mi lepon. Mi stai mantenendo, so nato, mi chiedo forever. Vai e vou te aproveitar de você, vou mostrica. Não provo com sangue, se tu você não tem brinquita. Chegou da base do coco, uma mira da blur. Tu rende que ganha da hora de nana da hermi. O que corre de peso da ami da Dairi Bassani. Me dá discriminar, malandro tem bairro do champis. Me dá lume da nada do coco, máxima corda. Se botei me um bel apê próximo, pia pra bocorda. Babito uma me cosma, bobiça com tongo da horta. Se botei bem me céu, abo paca, sou tongo da morsua. Tu rende que fia, tu rende que canga, tu rende que come. Tu ore de paga, tapira um sangue, tu rende que
come. Eu sei que tu padre não te querem comigo. No sé si será por mi tatuaje o la forma en que yo vivo. Dile que tú me quieres. Que no le haga caso a lo que le diga. Nos vivimos enamorando día a día. Dile que yo soy el que te quiere. Explícale lo que sucedió. Sin de convencerla, que no se deje llevar por las apariencias, porque
Shotgun, kofrijd. Ik ben aan het pingen met een paar dingen. Ze willen graag chillen. Ik draai graag dikke en pomp champagne. Die oude shit van 50 of mijn nigga Biggie. Ik ben die vieze op zijn slippers met zijn broeklaag. Pak een money elke keer als ik weer poep praat. Je bent skeer, waarom zeg je dat het goed gaat? Ik parkeer hem dubbel of ik gooi hem op de stoep zwaar. Ben in de streets, hoor dat niggas mijn shit pompen. Ben met key, ik heb in principe die ding op me. Hoofdvliet, bang, 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 la dash. Je pomp je chest, fuck dat, check a vest. Ik zeg alleen maar ze weten wie. Mijn mannen zeggen we spelen niet. Je kan niet leunen als ons. Klappen kapsalons, je veunen als ons. Nah, niggas op de hoek roepen Guns in de hood, die gaan pre. Homie in de fleet is alles echt. Pak je money, moet je zorgen dat je stack. Niggas op de hoek roepen Guns in de hood, die gaan pre. Homie in de fleet is alles echt. Pak je money, moet je zorgen dat je stack. De goons gooien niggas in de striptease. Trek het uit, of we komen op visite. De allervieste Black Eyes ziet me liever in de studio. Jullie ook, ik ben op mijn money, homie, sowieso. Ik maak kilometers met die witte bitches. Soms rol ik met een milf van bijna 40. Ik hoor je fuck met een nichtje van 23. Ik heb het één keer geklapt, maar ik bleef niet bitter. Jullie weten wat de deal. De Wire of Sopranos met een jonko en ik chill. Gefocust op een mil, maar ben cool met een paar ton. Zeg je mannen dat ik eraan kom. Ik maak het heet als een plaatsdelict. Ik hoor je zeggen dat je draait, draai je ramen dicht. Shit, wanneer ze trekken, trek je raar gezicht. Zo van, leuke watch, weet je misschien hoe laat het is? Niggas op de hoek roepen, Guns in de hood, die gaan pre. Homie in de fleet is alles echt. Pak je money, moet je zorgen dat je stack. Niggas op de hoek roepen, Guns in de hood, die gaan pre. Homie in de fleet is alles echt. Pak je money, moet je zorgen dat je stack.
Yes, je hebt net kunnen luisteren naar Check van Young Talk met Bida van Dongo op dezelfde beat. Eet een beetje funchico yoghurt in de ochtend. Daarna kwamen we met Dile que tú me quieres van Ozuna. En als einde Hef met ja, dope tunes. Ik kan me die auto-chillings een beetje voorstellen. Maar toen kwam het moment dat jullie naar Nederland kwamen. Net aangekomen in Nederland. Hoe voelde je toen? En... ja, wat viel je op aan hoe Nederlands muziek, de muziekervaring in Nederland anders is dan die op Curaçao? Dani?
Ja man, er zijn zeker verschillen. En een heel groot verschil was het aanbod van artiesten. Vooral buitenlandse en ook Nederlandse artiesten. Dat was op dat moment waar mijn interesse lag. En het verschil was dat als zij op Cura kwamen...